Today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Yud Dalid Amar Aleph of Masechet Shabbos. We're holding on Kuf Yud Dalid Amar Aleph. We are at Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan, five lines into the page. So the Gemara discusses the Begadim of a Talmud Chacham. Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan. Ginayu the Talmud Chacham, Sheyeti B'Menol Mamtulol Mashuk. A Talmud Chacham should not walk around with shoes that are torn and therefore patched up. But wait, Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina was a Talmud Chacham. He used to walk outside like that. So that which So he says that which Rabbi Kiya said that it's a gnai for the Talmud Chacham, that's only with one that was fixed with patches on top of patches, that was torn more than once. But if it was only torn once, that's not such a gnai for the Talmud Chacham. That's not something that's degrading for the Talmud Chacham. So now another name, Rav Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan, called Talmud Chacham Shemitza Revav Al Bigdol Chayev Misa. If a Talmud Chacham has an oil stain on his clothing, he's chayiv misa, because that's also degrading. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, "Kol misanai ohavu maves, al tikri misanai ela masni'ai." That the pasuk is saying that someone who doesn't the pasuk is not talking about someone who hates the Torah itself, but someone who causes the Torah to be hated by other people. And the Talmud Chacham that walks around like a mess is someone who degrades himself in the eyes of other people, and therefore they're going to have less regard for the Torah. They're going to say, look, this is what happens in your learned Torah. You're an unkempt mess. You look like garbage. And therefore, the person is chayv misa for degrading the Torah. Ravina, Amar Ravina says that it shouldn't say revav al-bigdo, but say reved al-bigdo, which means shechva zera, that a person has a semen stain on his clothing. Velo pligi, habiglima, habilvusha. And the truth is, it's not even a machlokas. When Rabbi Chiya says that he can't go out with a stain, it's talking about his outer clothing. When it says that he shouldn't have a semen stain on his baguette, it's talking about his lower level of clothing, because that's where that would be found. So Gemara brings another name that Rabbi Chiya says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Am Rabbi Chiya, Am Rabbi Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan. My d'chsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Kasher halach abdi Yeshayahu aron v'yachet, that Hashem commanded Yeshayahu to open up the bag that and take off his shoes from his feet and to go around, meaning to open up the sackcloth that he was wearing around his loins and to take off the shoes that are on his feet and to walk around naked and barefoot as a sign about Mitzrayim and Cush, that the Melech Ashur will lead the people who were sent out of Mitzrayim and the Golos of Cush, young and old, naked and barefoot. So does that make sense that Yeshayahu would really walk around that way in a literal sense for 3 years? So Arom bebegadim beluim, v'yachef b'menolim ha'metzulayim. So it must mean that Arom just means with worn out clothing, and yachef doesn't mean literally barefoot, it means with shoes that had been repaired, that had been torn and had been repaired. So the Gemara now discusses, moves to a different topic, about Tum and Tara of Kelim, and at the end it's going to discuss something that's that relates back to Talmidei Chachamim being makbid on their begadim. So Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah in Meseches Mikvaos about tovaling a kli to be mitahirit, and it says revav al mardeya, if there's an oil stain on a donkey's saddle, which is not a saddle, like a saddle pad, like the pillow that they would put on the donkey to warm it up. So chotzeitz, so that can be chatzitza for tevila, meaning the stain is going to make it that the tevila won't work when you put it in the mikvah. Shuming amliyalomer keisar heitalki. That's if adshehe keisar heitalki, until it's the size of an isar heitalki. That only when it's that large is it considered to be something that you makbid on, is therefore a chatzitza. Ala begadim mitarech rein chotzeitz mishnayot zelin chotzeitz. If you have a similar such stain on the baguette, so if it only appears on one side of the baguette, it's not a chatzitza. But if it appears on both sides of the baguette, so such a stain is a chatzitza. Rabbi Yehuda from Rabbi Shmuel, even if it's only on one one side of the beggar it's chatzitza. So by me, Rishon Belakshmi Elichanina, Mardas, Mitzarechot, Omi Shneitzlad, and the halacha that we said about the stain on the Mardas, on the pad on the donkey's back, is that a chatzitza even when it's Mitzarechot, or only when it's on both sides? I'm like, Zolo Shemati, Kayotzi Bashemati. I don't have a tradition about how to answer that particular question, but a similar question, I do have a tradition for this. Because the Mishnah says, Rav Yossi Omer, Shel Banoin, that if the beged is belongs to Tamid Chacham Mitzarechad, then even Mitzarechad it's going to be a chatzita, because that's something Tamid Chacham should be machped about. Vishel Bur, but if it's a beged that belongs to an Am Haaretz, it's not so machped to keep cleanliness. So Mishnei Tzadin, only if it's on both sides of the beged is it going to be a chatzita, because only then is it something he's machped about. Velotei Merdas, Chashuvim Bigdor Shel Am Haaretz. So once I know that, I can logically make the connection that a mardas of a chamor is not going to be more chashuv than the beged of an Am Haaretz. So if the beged of an Am Haaretz is only going to be a problem if the stain is on both sides, then for sure the mardas of a donkey. So my banotin, what are banotin? Amar v'yachron elu tamid chacham shos can be binyano shalolam kol yimehen. That's the remnants of two tamid chacham who are considered to be building the world their entire lives, which is an important Mr. Haskell. Sometimes people say, Tamid Chachamim, what are they doing? They're not accomplishing anything. They're not helping anybody. All they're doing is learning Torah. So no, from our perspective, when people learn Torah, they are in fact building the world. That's considered to be a great contribution to society. What is the definition of a Talmud Chacham as far as doing Hashavas Aveda if he just recognizes it, if he just recognizes the item with Tviyas Ayin and he doesn't need to give Simanim? That someone, if he has a stain, will turn his beged the other way so that his stain won't be evident. So you see that he's a person of dignity. Who's a kind of Talmud Chacham that you would appoint him in a position of leadership over the tzibur? It's a person who knows everything in Shas. You could ask him about anything, and he knows about it. Who's the Talmud Chacham that people should do his work for him so that he could be free to learn Torah? That's the person that leaves his own needs and instead engages in the work of heaven. And that which you have to do his work, it's only that you have to make sure that he has bread to his basic sustenance, basic parnasa, which is something that he can't do on his own and he needs in order to live. But more than that, you don't have to get him a fancy car, a fancy house, anything like that. He just needs basic sustenance. A Talmud Chacham is someone who you can ask about anything and he can immediately answer. The Mainaf Kamina. So what kind of din are we talking about? Meaning, who cares whether a person is a Talmud Chacham? In the previous cases, we were saying, oh, to make him a leader, to do his work for him. In this one, we're just saying, oh, what's a Talmud Chacham? So what does that mean? L'mnuyah, parnas al tzibur, to appoint him over a tzibur. And if he's baki in one mesechta, then you could appoint him as a local leader. But if he knows everything, then you appoint him as the Rosh Yeshiva over the entire community. So the Gemara goes back to what we said in the Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Yossi, a beged of Tamid Chachamim, even if there's a stain on only one side of the beged, it is going to be chatzitza. So write that, but not in our Tamid Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Elu Kelim Ha'uyarin. The Gadim of Banain means the Gadim of the bathhouse attendants. It does not mean Tamid Chachamim. Habain mi Medina Siyam, who come from Medina Siyam, where they have very fancy towels, so such that are very absorbent. So that's what with such towels, they're makbid even if it's just a little bit dirty. So it has nothing to do with Talmid Chacham. This just has to do with a certain type of towel. L'meimer d'chivrininu, do you mean to say that the kelim of the Ulyarin that come from Medina Siyam are white and therefore they're makbid even if they have a little bit of stain on it? Because after all, begadim that are different colors, when you would not be makbid on a small stain. V'amul Rabbi Yamei Leban banai, al tikbrin lo bekeim levarav, lo bekeim shchorim, levarim shem lo eske, veye chasim ben avelim, shchorim shem eske, veye ka'aval ben achasanim. He would tell his children, don't bury me in white clothing nor in black clothing, because that p'chias ha-mason, I don't know who I'm getting up with. So if I get up in white clothing and I'm amongst the sinners, I'm going to look like an avel amongst the chasan, I'm going to look like a chasan amongst the avelim, or vice versa, if I'm wearing black clothing and I get up among the saints. Instead, put me in these kelim ha'ul yarin. Alma sumkininu. So it seems that these kelim are red or some other color, but not white or black. So they're not white. So why should one little stain on them be a problem? Lo kasha habaglimi habalavushay. No, there's a difference between glima, which is like a beged elyon, it's like an outer cloak, versus basic lavush, which actually was white. Rabbi Shmuel omer mekaplin. So then we said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shmuel says you can fold the clothing and spread over the sheets over your bed on Yom Kippur in preparation of Shabbos, and that the Chelvei Shabbos can be brought in Yom Kippur, but the Chelvei Yom Kippur are not brought in Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva says that neither one could be brought in the other one. The Chelv of Shabbos cannot be brought in Yom Kippur, nor from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. The Gemara brings a braisa that explains the logic of each side. Tan Rabbanan. The Torah says at the end of the parsha of Korban Musaf, it says, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato. So we darshan it as if it says, Ola Shabbos b'Shabbos without a vav, without the Shabbato. Ola Shabbos b'Shabbos, meaning that you're allowed to be maktir an Ola of one Shabbos on a different Shabbos. Now, it can't mean literally the next Shabbos, because it would become noser in the intervening week. Right? You can't leave a carbon over for that long. So, limed al-chel le-Shabbos, shemakrim b'yom ha-kippurim. It must be referring to another day that's also called the Shabbos, namely, Yom Kippur. That if Yom Kippur falls out on Matzei Shabbos, Yom Kippur is also called Shabbos, and you could be maktir the parts of the carbon from Shabbos on Yom Kippur. So yachal afshal Yom Kippurim b'Shabbos. I might think that it works the other way also, that if Yom Kippur falls on Friday, you could be maktir the parts of the carbon from Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Tamal omer b'Shabbato. That's why it says b'Shabbato, the extra vav, to tell me that there's a Shabbos that the chelev and the kirbayim, the chelev are not, cannot be brought on another Shabbos, and that must be talking about chelev Yom Kippurim that cannot be brought on the following day, which is Shabbos, Div Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato, Mimin al Chevi Shabbos Shemakrim b'Yom Tov. That tells me that even Yom Tov is called Shabbos, so Chelve Shabbos, which are Chamur, are brought on Yom Tov, which is more Kal than Shabbos. Yachalach b'Yom HaKippurim, you might think that you could do it in Yom Kippur also, Tamlam Shabbato, that's what the extra vav is telling me, to tell me that the Chelev of Karbanos, of Shabbos, cannot be brought on Yom Kippur, and Kol Shekein, not from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. So Kishatim Tzalam, the Ziv Rabbi Shmuel, and the Dharm Rezavos Kraven B'Yom Tov, when you're medactic within Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva to explain the basis of the Machlokas, it turns out that Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Shita, that you're allowed to be makriv in the Dharm and Davos and Yantif, even though you could have waited until after Yantif. So Kolshkin, that you're allowed to be makir, Chelvei Karbanos that were shechted in their normal time. On Shabbos, you just didn't have time to burn them on Shabbos. You don't need a Pasuk to tell me that. And therefore, the Pasuk is there to teach me, to teach me that about Haktaris Chelvei Shabbos on Yom Kippurim. And Darman Davos ain't craving Biyom Tov, so call them in Biyom Tov. And according to Rabbi Kiva, Darman Davos cannot be brought on Yom Tov. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that I could burn Chelvei Shabbos on Yom Tov to begin with. Now the Brisa had said that on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, they would blow 6 tekiyos to be mavdil everyone from Malacha. This was way back on Daf Lamed Hey, we said this, and to be mavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. And the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin tells us that even if Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos, they would still blow these tekiyos right before Shabbos started in order to stop the people from Melechus Ochel Nefesh, which was Mutra and Yom Tov and Asar and Shabbos. We also said that just like the Chamur Mesachin to be Mavdil Mitzvah Shabbos when it's a weekday, they were also Mesachin to be Mavdil even when it's a Yom Tov. So the Gemara discusses, would they be Tokeya on Yom Kippur that falls on Erev Shabbos, and are they Mavdil on Yom Kippur that falls on Mitzvah Shabbos? And it discusses whether these dinim are totally in this machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Zeira, ki avina bebavel, when I was in Bavel, hava amri, hadu tanya mekipur mshkaliyos Erev Shabbos, lo yitokin, that when Yom Kippur falls on Erev Shabbos, they would not blow the six tekios of Erev Shabbos, Motsoi Shabbos lo yimavdilin, and Motsoi Shabbos they would not be say Havdalah during Mariv in order to be Mavdil ben Kol Shachol Divrei Akoli. That goes according to everybody, Rishol and Rabbi Akiva. But he's Talikna Lahas. So when I went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachisil Yehud Breid Rav Shimon ben Pazi Diyosu Ka'amar, I saw Yehud Breid Rav Shimon ben Pazi who was sitting and saying that the Brites is following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that in our mission that Shachol v'Shabbos cannot be brought in Yom Kippurim. So it turns out that Yom Kippur is not Kal from Shabbos, not lesser, any less Kedusha than Shabbos, but it's equal to Shabbos in its Kedusha, and you only blow tekiya between Yom Kal and Yom Chamor. The Rabbi Yishmael, Kivin Yom Chal v'Shabbos Kivin Yom Kippurim Litka, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, where Shabbos is more Chamor than Yom Kippur, and that's why the Chal v'Shabbos could be brought in Yom Kippur, so then you should blow the tekiya as well. Kiyach l'aviyadi, the Chal v'Shabbos Kivin Yom Kippurim. So that through that tekiya, the Kohanim should know that Yom Kippur is more Kal than Shabbos, and then the next year, when Yom Kippur falls on Motzei Shabbos, and they don't blow a tekiya, so they'll understand that Yom Kippur is more Kal, and they're allowed to be Makriv, the Chal v'Shabbos on Yom Kippurim. So Vamina Leyana, and I responded, Kohanim's reason, Hain. Now the Kohanim know all these details, halachos, they don't need a tekiya in order to warn them, in order to tell them all of these details. Okay, I guess we'll stop there. So it's a decent stopping point. Okay, but Hashem, we'll pick up Kofi Dollar and Bay next time.